You're listening to the Fairies and Folklore Podcast by Renal. I'm dark fantasy author Renal Janssen van Vieren, with over a decade of digging around in dusty folklore books, researching creatures of imagination that ignited my curiosity. I'm here to share the folklore in a nutshell and how I reimagined it for my writing in An Origin of the Fae. This is the Fairies and Folklore Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Renal Janssen van Vieren. You can just call me Renal. In today's episode, we're continuing our exploration of the Fae realm. This episode is brought to you by my Dark Court Sisters book series, available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook. Three sisters, three destinies, three ways to destroy the world. Go to renaldemythmaker.com/Dark Court Sisters Series for more. You can now support my time in producing the podcast, researching, writing, and everything else involved by buying me a coffee. This can be a once-off thing, or you can buy me coffee again in the future at your discretion. Go to buymeacoffee.com/renal to support me. We're continuing our exploration of the Dark Fae. Today's fairy, ghouls, folklore in a nutshell by Renal. From Persian folklore, ghouls enjoy human flesh. Sometimes they shapeshift into camels or mules to lure their prey, or even beautiful women. They frequent lonely places such as graveyards and ruins. Though they have no qualm killing to eat, they prefer easy pickings by opening graves and devouring the flesh within. A ghoul can be destroyed by striking a single blow with a sword and severing its head. And now for my interpretation of the Fae, in An Origin of the Fae, ghouls. Demons that eat corpses, love to eat vampires, red-brown slimy creature with vague humanoid form and glowing yellow orbs for eyes, orange slits for pupil, fear of fire and the sun, live underground like moles, hunt vampires and search for human corpses, mortal enemies, none known. As a little bonus, let's look at ghouls translated to Afrikaans, Lykverslinder. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Fairies and Folklore Podcast and that you've learned something new about fairy. Remember that you can get a transcript of this episode in the description. If you're new to the podcast, why not go and grab your free copy of Unseen, the second book in the fairy tale series, on my website, renaldemythmaker.com. Loads of folklore, magic, and danger await. Take care!